Welcome to Business Innovators Radio, featuring industry influencers and trendsetters sharing proven strategies to help you build a better life right now.
Welcome to Brilliance Business TV, conversations with leading experts in business. I am your host, Mark Stephen Pooler. We have a wonderful guest today, Nancy Duval, international best-selling author. Really looking forward to a conversation. And we are streaming live on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube. We're also on the E360 TV network. We're also on USA Global Radio and TV Television Network. We're also on Business Innovators Radio Network. And we're also streaming on Fire, Android, Roku, and many, many more platforms. And we're also on MSPNewsGlobal.com. Let's bring in our incredible guest, Nancy Duval. Nancy, welcome to Brilliance Business TV.
Hi, thank you, Mark. Thank you for inviting me. I'm so excited to speak with you today.
I'm really looking forward to a conversation with you. So let's get started. Whispers from Beyond is a spiritual journey of healing, happiness, and mediumship that follows your experience with loss and grief amidst these sober days. What inspired you to write a book about your journey?
I thought it was time to write a book. I had a lot of tragedy that happened in such a short period of time in my life. Within a span of 8 years, I lost my father and I lost my first husband. And most recently, 5 years ago, I lost my only sibling, my sister. And I was instructed by a medium at the time, you know, that my sister was coming through and she said I would write a book, and I just blew it off. You know, I would never do that. That's too much work. And last summer I was at my trailer and I just had this overwhelming urge to, you know, put pen to paper and just kind of sit down. I thought there's people out there that go through the journey of grief and they don't always come out ahead. So I thought, you know what, my story, I think it could help a lot of people out there. So I decided now was the time. And I had some guidance too from my spirit family.
I love that, Nancy. And it's really important for everyone out there going through grief. You kind of do have to feel it, don't you, and go through it, because some people may suppress it or suppress their emotions. And I think that's the worst thing you can do. You really have to feel grief to allow it to pass through the body, don't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a tough journey and not everybody can process it well. So I think it's important that, you know, you really do need to feel.
And I would like to say it's not only people, it can be pets. I've just recently lost, I feed two swans at my local pool. I've been feeding them every day for a year and a half. They come right up to me. Unfortunately, some scumbag out there has shot one of them. It's dead in the pond. And they've shot the female and the pellet is still in her neck. She has survived, but I've had to grieve for the one swan. But it also can be relationships as well. You have to grieve and really feel these things, grieve the loss. What did you hope to get out of having your book published, Nancy?
I wanted to get my story out there. When my father passed away, it was a very difficult time. We over my lifetime, I had a fractured relationship with him, and we did mend our fences. When my husband passed away, we were together 22 years, and he left me with our 15-year-old son. So I not only had my grief, but his grief to deal with. And then when my sister passed away, she left some young children behind. And I just thought, you know, there's all these people out there that are struggling, like you said, whether it's a loss of a friendship or a pet or close immediate family. I wanted them to know that even though I've gone through it, and as hard as it is losing your best friend, your husband, and then a sister and a dad, you can survive it. There's coping mechanisms out there that you can deal. It's not easy. And there were days I struggled to get out of bed, but you can do it. If I could go through such tremendous loss in a span of 8 years, I wanted other people to know that there's hope out there. And then I also wanted them to know that just because our physical body stops being, we're all spirit. So they're still very much around us, and they're still here giving us guidance and helping us and showing us the way. Just it's a little different now than it was when they're here in physical form.
Yes, I truly believe we're all eternal beings and there's no such thing as death. I don't believe in death. I think death is the beginning and a transformation of the new.
Absolutely.
Do you have a copy of your book? Can you show it to our audience?
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is it, Whispers from Beyond.
Beautiful cover. Now, can people get that on Amazon or is it on your website?
It's available on Amazon worldwide. It's also available on my website where there's a link to the Amazon. And it's also available on Kindle. It was just released a month and a half ago in Kindle version. So you can order it through there as well.
So I would encourage everyone to get a copy of Whispers Beyond at nancydeval.com. That's nancydeval.com. We can come back to that later. Can you tell me a little bit about your spirit family and their impact on your life and how they continue to guide you?
I can give you a little bit on it, not too much because it is in the book. And I don't want to give away the book. So I have my father who's in spirit. He passed away in December 2013. And when he passed away, I started getting messages from him and some guidance. And with his help, I avoided a near collision in a car. And then in 2015, early 2015, I lost my first husband that I said that we were together 22 years. And I started getting signs from him. And he's guided me and helped me and he's moved me forward. But I wasn't quite ready to start my spiritual journey at that point. I was still kind of recovering from losing my dad and now my husband. So I wasn't ready. It wasn't until my sister passed away when she was killed in a head-on collision. She was killed instantly. And it was 2019, and I started getting such tremendous signs. They were like hit you on the head signs. And she really came forward, and she was the one that was so strong in guiding me, which is kind of funny because when she was here, I was the one that helped her and guided her, gave her advice. And now I turn to her and she helps and guides me. So my spirit family are a tremendous help. They help me get this book together, get my thoughts in order. And they help give me signs, you know, to what avenues to take, what publishers to go to, and just following that gut feeling from them. So they're very much around and they're always guiding and helping me.
And that's nice. And that must provide a lot of comfort for you as well, Nancy.
It really does. I'm very well protected from the spirit world.
Yes. And like you say, you have to let go of a lot of layers to become more spiritual. You have to rise in consciousness and make sure you're really more in love than over fear as well.
What a lot of people don't realize, they think, oh, I'm enlightened and I'm on this spiritual journey. Spiritual journey is not pretty. It's quite ugly. And a lot of people don't realize that. You don't just wake up one day. You have to do a lot of internal work, soul searching.
Oh, yes, yes.
There's a lot of self-examination. There's a and lot
you have
of examination.
To face all your biggest fears as well, which is really
exactly.
hard as well.
And you have to examine a lot of relationships. And you know, a lot of those relationships that you examine that you think you'll never lose, you do. You end up losing, you know, friends because you don't mesh. You don't, you're not on that same wavelength anymore. So a spiritual journey isn't always, you know, rose petals and rainbows and butterflies.
Definitely not. The response to your book has been incredible. Whispers from Beyond quickly became international bestseller. Can you share how this book is impacting people's lives?
Oh, I am so blessed. And, you know, I put it out to the universe and to my spirit family. And God, I'm just so blessed. I'm constantly getting messages through Facebook and emails through my website, through Instagram, TikTok, how this book has touched people's hearts and lives. It's made them become more aware of, number one, how to deal with grief, because they're using some of my techniques that I describe in the book, but they're also finding great comfort that there's more to just the physical. And they're saying that it's touched their lives and it's really helped them understand the grieving process and what comes next. And they're able to, you know, move on and find some relief and comfort.
I love that. What's next? What are your plans for the future? Will there be another book?
Oh, dear. I'm working on something. I'd like to do a kind of like a follow-up to this book, but more, I guess, more of a workbook, if you will, just to kind of, you know, like a journaling sort of thing. So I'm working on those sort of things. I'm very busy doing readings at the moment. I did a little hiatus to help promote the book, but I've got to start now getting that back up. And the future for me, I feel, is quite bright. I want to go into doing some public speaking engagements to, you know, just not only promote the book, but just to let people know that, hey, you know what? Grief happens. It's part of life, but you can survive it.
Yeah, and it's what everyone struggles with it at some point. So it's a really good topic to get out there to really inspire and support other people as well. What would you say your one takeaway from the book is? Just share maybe a paragraph, a word of wisdom about the book.
Oh, dear. The word of wisdom. Again, like I said, the takeaway from the book, I just want people to know, let me just backphrase a little bit. I've always said that, you know, I'm going to write this book, and if it helps one person out there, I've reached a goal. The fact that it's become an international bestseller and it's doing really well and it's helping, you know, thousands and thousands of people is just gravy. But the fact that, you know, that I'm actually touching people's lives, to me, that is my greatest accomplishment. So for me, that is a great takeaway. It's very humbling to know that, you know, I'm touching people that I've never met.
Yeah. And even if you're just helping one person, Nancy, that's immense in itself. The fact that you're doing it for thousands through the book, that's truly inspirational. And you have to do another book to keep that momentum going. I would encourage everyone to go and get a copy of Whispers from Beyond at nancydeval.com. That's nancydeval.com. Whispers Beyond is also available on Amazon, and you can also follow Nancy on Instagram at nancydeval_143. Nancy, is there anything we did not cover that you would like to share today?
No, I want to thank you so much for reaching out and giving me the opportunity to come on to your show and discuss my book. I feel this is, you know, like I said, this is really helping people. And I'm just so privileged and blessed that I can be in a small way, a part of their life and help them through that grieving process. So I want to thank you so much for having me on your show.
The pleasure has been all mine. Thank you again. Thank you everyone for joining us on Brilliance Business TV, conversations with leading experts.
Thanks for listening to Business Innovators Radio. To hear all episodes featuring leading industry influencers and trendsetters, visit us online at businessinnovatorsradio.com today.